Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Doctor's Appointments. In this file, you're going to have a visit to a very special doctor. Close your eyes, and let me take you along on a simple but sweet journey. It starts out in a waiting room. Waiting rooms are inherently boring. They're not meant to be interesting. In fact, their boringness has a purpose. They sort of help you relax, because there is less distraction, there are less triggers for people. So in effect, the waiting room does serve a purpose. And of course, when people are a little bit more calm, they are usually also better at explaining what's wrong. But it's time. You're being called in for your doctor's appointment. You stand up, walk into the room, and are invited to sit down again in a chair with me on the other side of a simple desk. And you tell me that you have a problem. It's a very silly problem, perhaps, but a problem nonetheless, because you took all the effort to make an appointment, to get here, to wait. And now that you're sitting here, you know that you need to tell me. You have a problem getting aroused. You're not quite sure why, because you never had this problem in the past. Well, you think you didn't. Maybe you did. You're not quite sure anymore. But all you know is that right now you're having a problem. And you'd like me, your doctor, to help. So we discuss things for a while. I ask some questions. And after a few minutes, I make an absolutely crazy suggestion. See, I've been doing some training for hypnotherapy, and usually not feeling any arousal is a very mental affliction. It's not really your body not wanting to be aroused, but your mind being too busy or too stressed to feel the arousal. So, I propose that we put you in a very nice trance and see if we can help you feel more aroused. Do you think that's a good idea? Well, you're still here, so I know you think it's a good idea. With a little sparkle in my eyes, I get out the book that I was reading before. I scan the pages once again, just making sure, making it seem like this is my first time hypnotizing a patient, that I don't do this all the time with people stepping into my office. I don't want to give the impression that I mind control everyone who steps in here. So, while you're sitting in the chair, I ask you to relax, just taking a deep breath and letting it go nicely. Of course, the whole situation is a little bit strange, but it's also exciting. It's something new, something fun, and I am your doctor after all. Nothing will go wrong. First, I say, we're going to put you into a nice light trance. There's a very simple method for this. Now, as your doctor, I'm of course allowed to touch you. Are you okay with this? What I'm going to do is I'm going to touch very gently a part of your body. And when I do, you'll feel it relax. It's that simple. Just a light tap on your left hand, and the fingers feel a little bit tingly and they start to relax. And to your surprise, your fingers do exactly that. A little tap on your left wrist, and it relaxes as well. And a few more taps over your left lower arm, your elbow, your upper arm, all the way to your shoulder. And to your surprise and delight, your left arm feels kind of limp, almost as if you don't really want to move it anymore. It feels really nice and relaxed. And as you're listening to my voice, your doctor, you feel even more relaxed. You feel me again tapping on your hand, arm, shoulder. And your left arm now feels completely limp. But I'm relaxing it a little bit more. Tap hand, tap arm, tap arm, tap shoulder. And now that your left arm is so nice and relaxed, let's do the same to your right. Tap, 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 tap. Hand, lower arm, upper arm, shoulder. And it's relaxing very nicely. You can feel how the relaxation spreads through your body, listening to my voice and following along without really thinking. Tap, 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 tap. And your right arm is incredibly relaxed. Once more, it would hang limp from your body just like your left. Tap, 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 tap. Now your mind doesn't quite know what's going on, but that's okay. You're comforted knowing that I'm in control. Your doctor knows exactly what he's doing. Now I'm going to use two hands. Tap feet, tap ankles, tap lower legs, tap thighs. And then I repeat it again. Tap feet, tap ankles, tap the shins, tap thighs. Again, four taps. And as I repeat them, tap, 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 your legs are becoming so relaxed. It is like your body is just completely limp. This hypnosis thing feels really nice. You're almost feeling silly that you were apprehensive about it before. Tap, 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 tap. And now your legs are completely limp and heavy. You're not quite sure when your eyes fell completely shut. But right now you're just floating in a cloud of relaxation and barely notice it when I touch your hips, your stomach, your chest. Hips, stomach, chest. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. And you almost wish I would touch your forehead so you could fall so deeply into trance. And with just the tiniest sliver of your mind still remaining, you hear me say that every time I touch your forehead, as you're visiting the doctor, you just go completely blank. Tap, It's like your mind has fallen completely away. There is nothing left of your thoughts. So, I ask, can you hear me? Can you feel that you're very deeply in trance? Now I'm going to ask you to raise your head just a little bit. But as soon as I tap it again, it'll just fall even deeper than before. And the deeper you are, the easier it is to answer, because you'll just answer without thinking. Tap, and your head falls away. Very good. Now you can feel me speaking deeply to your subconscious, and somehow you know that I'm in control. Somehow you know that every command I give, your body will obey. It could feel how the tiniest taps took control of your body, piece by piece, tap by tap. And as I touch your foreheads, you feel yourself become even more blank. Now, of course, I can use my little taps for more than just relaxation, because you feel that you're not getting aroused enough. And I promised to help you, didn't I? And of course, you will be extremely grateful for me making you aroused. You will do anything I ask. I am your doctor, after all. I know what's best for you. So you will obey. Say, I will obey. Very good. That's a good patient. Now, the next time I tap you, every tap is like a ripple of pleasure through your body. And after the pleasure comes a wave of arousal that stays. Feel me tap your forehead, and feel a wave of pleasure ripple over your skin, down your neck, down your chest and back, and even between your legs. Of course, we can do better than that. Feel me tap your chest twice, tap, tap. A ripple spreading all through your chest, deeply arousing. And once again, tap, tap. And you almost wish I was tapping somewhere else. But no, I have to be a little bit careful. The craving has to come from the patient. I shouldn't take advantage, after all. Well, not openly, at least. Tap, tap, increasing your arousal even more. And I can do even worse. I make a few taps, starting just below your neck, all over your chest, down your stomach, and stopping just above your crotch. Tap, 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 tap. And every tap creates a deep ripple, spreading, mixing, coming together, rippling further. And I do the same again. Tap, 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 tap. And I stop just above your crotch. You can feel the heat in your body increasing. You can feel the desire in your body intensifying. But we're not done yet. In a moment, I will say wake. And you won't open your eyes because you'll still be at the doctor's appointment. As soon as I tap you again, you'll go under even deeper. But after I wake you, you'll comment about how good it feels, how great it felt to be hypnotized, and you would love to feel it again. Wake. Well, I'm very glad you enjoyed it. Would you like to try again? Very well. Tap forehead, and you just go blank. Any thoughts that something is wrong have completely disappeared. You feel so warm, aroused, happy. You feel floaty and deep, and a tap on your forehead just makes you go deeper. And then I really start teasing you. The taps again arouse you, and I use two hands to tap almost everywhere on your body, little taps, almost innocent by themselves. Tap, 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 tap. Your shoulders, your arms, your chest, even close to your nipples. Tap, 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 your sides, your hips, your inner thighs, all the way down your legs. Tap, 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 tap. And you didn't even notice when you started gently moaning in the office. You're almost ready. You're almost ready to be fully awakened again. Because you'll be so aroused that I can use you however I want. Tap, 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 tap. I can use you any way I want to. And you'll happily consent, wouldn't you? So, in a moment when I wake you, you will open your eyes. And I will let you wonder how this ends. Wake.